Welcome to Long-Term Care Radio on Seattle's Cairo Radio. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts. Brian Ott is a certified long-term care planning specialist and will show you how to protect the people you love from the financial, physical, and emotional consequences of a long-term care situation. Because of new state and federal laws, there are new and exciting options you need to know about. Now, here's your host, Brian Ott.
What is the best way to pay for a long-term care situation? Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors. I asked this question. It's kind of a Captain Obvious question. I mean, the choices are your money or someone else's money. What is the best way to pay for long-term care? And one of the things that come up on a regular basis without, you know, every class that we teach is somebody will ask some form of a question around this. And I've got a question of the week from Adam and Issaquah that I'm going to get to in a second. But the big issue with just life in general is we don't want to pay for something that we're not going to use. And so I think that's where a lot of this, the background on this question comes from. There's people are sitting there saying, hey, you know, do I really need to pay for long-term care insurance, or can I just invest the difference? Can I just invest the money? So let's go to our question of the week from Adam and Issaquah. And if you're new to Long-Term Care Radio, you can go to our website at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. And right under upcoming events, you'll see Long-Term Care Radio question of the week. Submit that question in. We pick through those and we'll pull up a question and then we're going to build a show around it. So Adam asks this question. Are there any guides on how much money you should set aside for long-term care if you want to self-insure? And really, what is Adam asking here? I mean, really, what is the risk? What is the cost? What is the finite number that I need? And why is he asking this? Because ultimately, if I can sit there and say, it doesn't make more sense for me to keep my money invested in the market instead of buying a long-term care insurance plan. Now, the only time that would ever make sense is if you don't end up in a long-term care situation. Remember, the average claim from a long-term care insurance perspective from a company paying out is over 4 years now. And 70% of us after age 65 end up in a long-term care situation. So the odds are stacked against us. But if I go out and buy a long-term care insurance plan, you know, what is Adam really doing? He's betting against himself, right? He's betting that he's going to need help from others. And so what he's really saying is that if I just keep my money invested, I could probably be okay, but just in case, how much money would I need to be, you know, set aside? How much money would I need in my savings account to pay for that long-term care event? And can I self-insure for less cost than the insurance would cost me? So would I just be better off keeping money? That's really the question that he's asking. And I'll get some version of this all the time. And I was watching a video on YouTube the other day, and this is just how exciting I am. I usually have a science channel in the background or a football game or something, and I'm sitting there on my laptop and I'm reading articles on long-term care and looking at videos. And there was a group from Pure Financial Advisors out of Colorado, and you can YouTube them. You can look this up. And it just really brought to the forefront how misguided we are as a nation about what long-term care is. And one of their somebody had called in questions saying, hey, should I keep my money that I'm paying for premiums on long-term care and just invest it, or should I pay the actual premiums for long-term care insurance? So would I be better off just investing? So one of these advisors went into this dissertation and he just started using, you know, well, let's see, you're going to need $5,000 a month, or let's say $4,000. So let's just say $50,000 a year for 4 years. That's $200,000, but it might not be for 20 years. So with inflation, that's $400,000. And so what you have to decide is, okay, 20 years down the road to have $400,000, how much would I have to invest today versus, you know, paying the $10,000 or whatever the premium is for long-term care insurance? So they were working this backwards from a finite number. In my issue with this, folks, is that these people don't have any experience with long-term care. That's where these questions come from, because if you have been through a long-term care event, you realize that money is not always the primary benefit from a long-term care insurance plan. And what I mean by that is it's just not all about money. You also forget that when you have an insurance plan, you get access to the professionals, the case managers, the care coordinators, the people with the experience and the know-how how to manage that situation. And my analogy to that is when my house burned down when I was 10, They didn't just show up with a sack full of money and drive away. They actually showed up with a clipboard. They knew how to get rid of our old structure. They knew how to get the permits to build a new structure. They knew how to get a contractor. They knew how to get the electrician. And they put us in a place to live in the meantime. So long-term care has these, you know, additional advantages because it's just not about money. But what you'll see from these financial advisors is they still tend to make long-term care insurance simply about money. Do I have enough money or not? So that goes back to my question at the beginning of the show. Does it make more sense to use your money or to use the insurance company's money? Well, if your house burns down, you're going to want to use the insurance company's money, right? And so long-term care is the same way. If I end up in a long-term care situation, it's always going to be better to use the insurance companies, especially with these new plans that pay us back whether we use them or not. That's just kind of a no-brainer. But I think that our experiences shape our beliefs. And so when you see things like this YouTube video where these people are talking about this, in fact, one of the advisors said, well, you know, 70% end up in long-term care because they were guessing it was like 40 or 50. And then their producer said, no, the stats actually say 70. And the stats also say average claim is 4 years. And so one of the advisors said, well, yeah, but that could also be, you know, a long-term care event. 70%, that could just be somebody coming in and changing your sheets once a week. And it's like, no, that's not what long-term care is. So again, here's a couple people that have no experience with a long-term care situation. The truth is long-term care situations just absolutely devastate people financially, physically, and emotionally. And the reason why people ask these questions about numbers is because maybe they don't have any experience with the situation. So in their mind, if they can put a finite number on it, if they can put an average on it, then they can sit down and say, well, if I've got to pay, you know, $5,000 a year for an insurance premium, I can just keep X amount of money invested over all these years and I can go on claim. I will have that money, but truthfully, I'm probably not going to go on claim, so that way I don't lose my premiums. That's really what we're talking about in these situations. So we're going to dive into that a little bit today on Long-Term Care Radio. So we're going to come back from our break here that I'm going to head into, and let's just talk about some of the problems that arise from trying to self-insure and put that money aside. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Many people with near or over $1 million in assets will mistakenly pay more in taxes in a long-term care situation than it would have cost them to set up an insurance plan to pay for the care needed. Learn more by attending Brian's free asset-based class. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. What is the best age to look into long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, we have plans that will help people up to age 85, but here's what you need to know. It's not your age that allows you to get long-term care insurance. It's your health. So the best time to look into getting a plan is when you are healthy and you can still qualify. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about the new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
We indeed chose the best plan that pays us back if we never use it. Learn what may be the best option for you at one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorick. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorick is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorick and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorick, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Bill, a client of Brian Ott and 525 Advisors.
Why did you decide to even look into the long-term care?
Well, I think the things that drove me to this was the expenses when you start getting older, and I wanted to not lose everything, protect my assets. And so I didn't have any long-term coverage, and I chose the asset-based plan, which, you know, had a lot of benefits that, I thought worked for me.
Tell me about your first meeting with Brian, how he explained your long-term care options.
I thought Brian and Madeline were great. A lot of follow-up, very clear in the way that he answered all my questions, and I thought it was as transparent as I have an experience as I had. And he was right there the whole way, you know, being patient, helping me out. I felt that he was working with me instead of working for himself.
Find out if long-term care is a good option for your family. Attend one of Brian's upcoming classes. That's how my wife and I started working with Brian. You will learn so much. Seating is limited. Register now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And thanks for tuning into Long-Term Care Radio. You just heard a couple of the different ads that we have run here on the break. My class, I've got a class actually this morning, headed over to Bellevue at 9 a.m. for our long-term care planning class. If you missed that one, our next class is going to be up on the website at 525longtermcare.com. That is going to be on December 14th. That's Saturday at 9 a.m. Again, I'm only doing one class in December as well. We just had the one class in November. It's just because of the holidays and the scheduling and everything. So definitely jump on and sign up for that. I mean, I think a lot of people are going to go in saying, hey, this is something I really want to learn about because it's something I've been meaning to do and something I want to talk about. So come to a class. It's always, you know, it's the best first step because you can just come in and learn, and then you'll understand a little bit more what long-term care is, what it pays for, what are my options, what's the difference between a traditional plan and an asset-based plan, and just come in and get your questions answered and learn, and everybody gets our book, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning, and you can sign up at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Next class is December the 14th, 9 a.m. at Saturday. And if you can't make it to a class, again, just jump around our website. We got a Start Here button right there on the homepage, and that'll get you some of the basics that we teach in the class as well, too. So this week we had a question that came from Adam in his squad. Just said, you know, are there any guides on how much money we should set aside if we want to self-insure long-term care? And I get this question a lot. I get it in a lot of different formats. You know, what's my return on investments? Another question I get. And again, long-term care is not an investment. It's a insurance product. The idea is to protect the rest of our assets. But really, regardless of how this question is phased, I think what it really boils down to is people are sitting there trying to figure out, am I better off self-insuring, keeping my money? And the only reason why they're thinking that is if we peel that onion back, they think, gosh, I'm probably not going to need long-term care, or if I do, it won't be that big of an event, so I'll just save my money and just use that money to go. And here's the truth, folks. The vast majority of people that make that decision are going to make the wrong bet. It's the number one reason why people file bankruptcy in retirement years is because of long-term care expenses. I mean, remember, you're going to have your Medicare your whole life. And so people think, well, I got Medicare, but Medicare does not pay for long-term care. So that's the problem. That's why we know that it's financially expensive, because long-term care is an ongoing event that you're going to end up paying for if you don't have a plan in place. So let's talk about some of the problems that arise when you're trying to set money aside and grow it to pay for long-term care. Number one, when are you going to go on claim? So the video I was telling you I was watching on YouTube, these advisors were saying, well, you know, you've got 20 plus years to set money aside, da 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 da. Truthfully, that is just wishful thinking. One third of the people that are on claim in long-term care situations are under age 65. 33%. Think about that. Yes. Statistically, we hope to make it into our 80s or 90s before we need long-term care, but a third of us aren't going to get that far. We're going to end up triggering a claim before we get to age 65. And a lot of people may not be in a long-term care situation at age 65, but they can't qualify because their health is already so compromised. So again, when are we going to go on claim? We don't know that. So how can we plan for a future event when we don't know if it's going to happen? I mean, that would be great if you knew when your house was going to burn down and they said, yeah, you have 37 years. Well, then you could just sit there and do the math. Well, does it make sense to pay the insurance premium, or does it make sense to put the money in investments and calculate it out? And that's what the advisors are telling us to do. And that would be ludicrous if somebody told you to do that for your home, because they can say, well, statistically, probably your house isn't going to burn down for X amount of years. Well, we don't know that. It could burn down tomorrow. So keep that in mind. We don't know when we're going to go on claim. Number two, what is the magnitude of the claim? So I end up in a long-term care situation. Am I talking about somebody coming in 2 hours a day, twice a week? That's how my grandma started, 2 hours a day, a little bit of physical therapy, a little bit of light housework, twice a week. And then it escalated. So are we going to have a long-term care event like that, or are we going to go straight into a 24/7 care situation? And what I mean by that is, I mean, what if I have the massive stroke and I end up going straight to an assisted living facility? I don't know. I really don't know what's going to happen. The vast majority of long-term care cases start out slow and they ramp up over time. That's one thing we know. Very few start out and remain static. So even if you do start out just needing a couple hours of help a day, a couple days a week, pretty soon it's going to be 3 days, 5 days, 7 days, maybe it's 4 hours a day now, and it gets to a point where you're pretty much are going to need somebody around you all the time. And so that's the magnitude of the situation. We just don't have any idea what that's going to be. How long are we going to need these services? The average claim from an insurance point of view is 4 years. But again, remember what I just said. Let's go back here. I said a third of the people on claim are under age 65. Here's another statistic. A third of the people that go on claim for a long-term care situation die within a year. One third of the people are dead within a year of triggering a long-term care event. Now, the average claim is 4 years. So what does that really tell us? It says that if I make it a year, just like my grandmother did, after you make it that year, you're most likely to be in a long-term care situation 5 to 6 years. And that's assuming it's due to a physical impairment. And what I mean by that, I can't perform 2 out of the 6 activities of daily living. So that's my transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, eating, and continence. If it's due to a physical impairment, it's probably going to be a 5 or 6 year claim. If we go back 10 years, the average claim from an insurance point of view is only 3 years. We're at 4 years plus now. So people are living longer. We're getting better levels of care, and we're able to stay in those situations longer. Now, what if it's a cognitive claim? Well, that's a whole different story. The average claim from the insurance company on cognitive says it's closer to 8 years. And the reason why those numbers are so skewed is because in most cognitive situations, if a loved one is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it's usually the spouse that steps up and provides as much care as they can for the first, 2, 3, 4 years before they finally end up bringing in help or putting them into a facility. So then maybe that person passes away 3 or 4 years down the road. But the truth is, maybe it was a 7 or 8 year claim. So we don't know what how long we're going to need that. So that's another thing. If we're really just looking at statistics, I can put X amount of money away. Well, we don't know when we're going on claim. We don't know what the magnitude of the claim is going to be. And we don't know how long we're going to need those services. And will my level of care change over time? Most likely. Of course it will. Most people will start out, they'll start out needing just a little bit of help, and it'll ramp up over time. So my grandmother started at home. She ended up in an assisted living facility for nearly 5 years, and she ended up spending the last few months of her life in a nursing home when she was past the level of care they could provide in the assisted living facility. So keep that in mind as well, too. Now, what resources are we going to use to pay for the care? Now, if I am just saving money, how do I do that? Is that really going to be enough resources to pay for the care? Now, remember, if we don't have an insurance plan, all our resources are at risk. Everything that we have, all the assets, we're going to have to be converted to income to pay for that care. And that money that I'm setting aside to pay for that care, if I'm going to sit there and try to invest my way out of a long-term care situation instead of buying an insurance plan, where do I put that money? Do I really invest it in the market? So again, the advisors will come back and they'll say, well, yeah, you've got 20 plus years and you're going to average, stock market averages 8%, and they'll calculate all this math. And so you should have X amount, 20 years, and that can be your bucket of money to pay for long-term care. But the truth is, if you're going to have a designated source of money to pay for long-term care, you probably don't want to invest it in the market. Think of all the people in 2008 that had $1 million that were set there aside to pay for long-term care, and it turned into $400,000. And then they went into a long-term care situation. Do they have another 20 years for that market to come back? We don't know. So you have to be a lot more careful if you're going to really self-insure long-term care. So we see a lot of our clients with CDs, right? Money in CDs, money in guaranteed places, bonds. And what they're trying to do is protect that money from going down in value, because that's going to be the asset they use to pay for care. Well, on an asset-based plan, we can get a lot more leverage. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. And lastly, another thing to consider, one of the big problems is who is in control of those funds that you set aside. So let's assume that you have a cognitive situation. Now all of a sudden you have a $500,000 bucket of money or $1 million bucket of money that you set aside to pay for long-term care services. Who's your power of attorney? Who's actually writing those checks? Now, are they going to write the checks to get you the highest level of care, or are they going to try to preserve that account? Are they going to try to preserve the estate? The more money you have, the more eyeballs are on that estate. And a lot of people forget about this. And we had a client that came in a year ago, and I'll never forget. She was the youngest of three, and her two siblings were much older than her, like 8 and 10 years older than her. And so she went out to see her mom, and they had put her mom in an assisted living facility on the other side of town that was like $3,500 a month. She said it was just an absolute dive. Her mom had over $2 million estate. She had over $1 million in investments plus the home. And the kids were just really trying to get by with using her Social Security and minimizing the spend down on the estate to protect that money for themselves. So that kind of stuff happens as well, too. You may have that money to pay for the care, but you might not get that level of care because you're not in control. You're not, you know, your power of attorney is making those decisions for you. So keep that in mind. And I think what happens is a lot of advisors, and when I say advisors, financial advisors, CPAs, attorneys, a lot of them fall back on averages, which puts us in a guessing situation. It forces us to work on probabilities and maybes instead of guarantees. If this happens and this happens, this happens, you should be okay. The idea of insurance is that I have a guarantee. I have a guaranteed source of money to pay for the care when I need it, whether that need is tomorrow or whether that need is 10 years down the road. So I have an asset-based long-term care plan and a traditional plan. If I go on claim tomorrow, I know that I have over $15,000 a month that I can access tomorrow. I don't have to wait for that money to grow. I get that money tomorrow if I need it. Hopefully I don't, but that money's going to continue to grow at a guaranteed rate because I have an inflation rider on it. And what that means is that if I have my $8,000 a month today at 3% down the road, 20 years, 22 years down the road, now I got $15,000 a month, or I have $16,000. It's not dependent on what the market did. The market doesn't have to have a good run. It's a guarantee. That's what insurance is. And also, you know, will that money be there when you need it? Let's say that you set $1 million aside, and what happens if you get in an accident? You end up in a lawsuit. Somebody comes after that. Remember, they can't come in and take the money that's in a life insurance policy or in a long-term care, but they can take the cash in your account, right? So you have to be just really aware of some of the risks that you take when you're trying to just set cash aside to pay for it. And, you know, what's the average rate going to be? Will that money really turn into what you think it is? There's just all kinds of issues when you're trying to self-insure. And I think bottom line for most people when they're asking this question, how much money do I need to set aside for long-term care, is because beneath that question, we peel that onion back. They really just don't believe they're going to end up in a long-term care situation. And I will tell you, if you do the planning right, it doesn't matter if you end up in a long-term care situation or not, meaning you're not going to lose that money. You're going to actually be able to protect your assets and get that money back whether you use it or not. And we'll talk about that. We're going to actually head into our next break here. And when I come back, I've got a client of the week. I'm going to show you how we set up an asset-based plan to protect them that's going to be investing. We'll be right back to Long-Term Care Radio.
Due to recent changes in the Pension Protection Act, new asset-based plans guarantee a tax-free benefit for long-term care and pay you back with interest if you never use it. Learn more and sign up for one of Brian's free classes at 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. Do I have to move into a nursing home to use my long-term care insurance?
You know, Dory, actually, most people start their long-term care journey in their home, and today's plans will pay for that care in your home. The idea of having a long-term care insurance plan is to be able to receive the care you need in the location of your choosing. Plans today are comprehensive, which means not only do they pay for care at home, they'll also pay for care in an assisted living facility, an adult daycare, even a nursing home. By having a plan, you decide where you get to receive care. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of my free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Do what my wife and I did. Sign up for one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com.
My dad would always say the three worst words in the English language were shoulda, coulda, and woulda. So many people with retirement right around the corner or in the middle of it have the shoulda, coulda, wouldas facing them. They're not proactive. You didn't take care of the will. You didn't take care of the trust. They didn't do what was needed to do when it came to real estate and taxes. So right now, let's avoid the shoulda, coulda, wouldas and call Rick Gregorick. Rick Gregorick is my estate planner. I sat down with Rick, explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or a charitable trust, real estate or taxes. It is so complicated. You've got to rely on an expert like Rick, who is so kind and knowledgeable about all of it. So be proactive. Take control of your life now. You can schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick, my estate planner, yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Are you confused about the best way to protect your family and savings? Get answers now by listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, certified long-term care planning specialist with 525 Advisors.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. By the way, I'm headed over to Bellevue to teach a class here just in a few minutes. And then our next class is going to be November's over. It's going to be December 14th, and that's a 9 a.m. That's a Saturday. The only class for December as well, too. And then we're going to be jumping into the new year, believe it or not, January. So time is flying by this year. Holidays are upon us, and we're going to be jumping right into Thanksgiving and Christmas, and then we'll be back January. We'll start trying to get a couple classes. We try to do one during the week as well, too, but this month we just didn't have the time with the holidays and everything. So, again, our only class for December is going to be on Saturday, the 14th at 9 a.m. At the bottom of the hour here is really when I like to go into our section we call Client of the Week. And this is when I bring to you the design of a plan for one of our clients. And this week we were talking about the original start of the show was just a question on about self-insuring or investing versus buying long-term care insurance. And again, I think there's so many advisors that try to figure this out. They try to calculate out, you know, what you're doing using statistics. But again, it just puts us into a maybe or a, you know, you should probably be okay. And the whole idea about insurance is to have a guarantee, have that guaranteed dedicated source of money to pay for the long-term care services that you need when you need them. Not 20 years from now, not 18 years from now, but tomorrow. And 20 years down the road. So everything in between, 30 years down the road, that's what long-term care plan does. So this week is a client of the week. This is Ron, who is 68 years old, and Sharon, who is 69. They have been listening to our show and came to one of our classes. And the bottom line is, I mean, this is a textbook case. They were really planning on self-insuring. They had decent assets. They met with their financial advisor. Their financial advisor said, yeah, you should be okay. You know, this, that, and the other thing. So, but they had been listening. And the other thing that happened is time and gravity is starting to catch up to them. They're starting to see some of their friends, and they have some friends that go into long-term care situations, and their experiences are starting to change their beliefs that maybe that they don't want to spend our money on long-term care, and maybe that their nest egg and the money they're setting aside, it's not the highest and best use just to spend it in a long-term care situation. And when you look at all the unknowns, if I'm trying to self-insure, it's kind of what we talked about during the show. When am I going to go on claim? How long am I going to need that care? What happens if I'm on claim for 10 years? What's that going to do to the estate? What's that going to do for my spouse? And so there's just a lot of unknown questions that you are never going to have the answers to if you're trying to self-insure. So they came into one of our classes, and I sat down and I met with them. And we started talking about some of their plans and looked at their estate. And I said, what's the first asset that you're going to use? Where are you going to go? And they're like, well, we'll probably use this. You know, we have this money in savings. We have this money in CDs. And we'd probably start there, and then, you know, we'd have to go into our retirement accounts, past that, and we just started going down the line, right? Where's this money going to come from? So what we did is we really went through their whole situation. They had lots of assets, but not necessarily a lot of cash flow per se, meaning they had some real estate, they had some retirement accounts, they weren't 70 yet, they weren't forced to take required minimum distributions, they were trying to grow that money, they had a little bit of savings. But what we're trying to say is by putting a long-term care plan in place, what it was going to really do for them is it was going to give them more mad money, so to speak, because now they're going to have a defined bucket of money that's going to pay for that care should they need it, and they're not going to have to depend on savings and not try to guess whether they have enough savings set aside. And what we find with most people that are trying to self-insure is they have no idea. They're afraid to spend their money because they think they might need it down the road. And so our idea is let's get that plan in place. Let's mitigate the highest risk that you have. And let's find a way to put a plan in place that's going to allow you to have clear vision on what you can do with the rest of your assets that you worked hard for. So here's what we did. Again, Ron is 68, Sharon 69. They actually thought they waited too long. They had looked into traditional plans back when they're in their 50s, and they never pulled the trigger on it. So they thought, well, we'll just invest and save the money. And then they heard about these new asset-based plans. And here's really what we did. We went into a situation with them. We just did one single lump sum deposit. That's all we did. There's no ongoing payments on this plan at all. We took a single deposit of $325,000. We deposited that with the insurance company. That is going to provide each of them with $8,350 a month of long-term care benefit, or $100,000 a year. And that is going to be for an unlimited amount of time. And what I mean by that is if they end up in a long-term care situation, either of them or both of them, they each get $100,000 a year tax-free to pay for long-term care. So think about that. I'm on claim, and then my wife comes on claim. That's $200,000 a year that they are bringing in out of this insurance policy for an unlimited amount of time. They funded this plan with one single deposit of $325,000. So now if I think about this, the people that are self-insuring, that's exactly what we're doing on these asset-based plans. We're going to self-insure the first $325,000. But here's the bonus. The $325,000 is leveraged up to $417,000. And what I mean by that is if they never use this plan, $417,000 is paid back to the estate. If they use less than $417,000 of long-term care insurance, the difference is paid back to the estate. However, they end up in a 6-year, 8-year, 10-year claim. It doesn't matter. If they use that $417,000, that's the guaranteed return of premium on the asset-based plan, they both have unlimited long-term care benefits. And when I say that, Ron cannot have an effect on Sharon's long-term care benefits. So if he's on claim for 12 years, and pulls out $100,000 a year for 12 years, $1.2 million, then Sharon goes on claim. Well, guess what? Sharon gets $100,000 a year tax-free for as long as she needs it. So the 417 is just saying, look, you put 325 in, you're guaranteed to get $417,000 back, either in long-term care benefits or in a tax-free death benefit. That's what we call a linked benefit. The IRS says, look, we'll give you this money. You can use it for long-term care tax-free. And if you don't use it for that, it's going to come back to the estate tax-free in the form of a death benefit. So $325 in gives them $417,000 guaranteed back should they not use it, but an unlimited amount of long-term care. Now think about this versus self-insuring. They could put the $325,000 they have in CDs and savings and let that grow. And it's going to take them maybe 10 or 12 years to get it up to 417 at 2% or whatever the interest rate is on CDs now. They've got an unlimited long-term care benefit day one. But let's say they go out tomorrow and they get hit by the bus and they're both gone. Well, 417 is paid out tomorrow. So that's the advantages of these asset-based plans. They have what we call a linked benefit or life insurance linked in with that long-term care. We are not getting 417 of long-term care. We're getting that as a guaranteed return to the estate. We're actually getting an unlimited amount of long-term care, $100,000 per year per person for as long as they need it. That's the long-term care benefit. So versus trying to say, how much do I need for long-term care? Is 400 enough? I don't know. Is 500 enough? I'm not sure. Is 600 enough? I don't know. But if I do set aside $600,000 and then I burn through that, well, guess what? Then I've got to come up with the next 600 too somewhere. What the insurance plan does is it guarantees you that stream of income. We know that by putting $325,000 in, they can pull $200,000 a year out if they're both on claim for as long as they need it, $100,000 per person. Now, here's the other advantage that these plans offer. I'm in a long-term care situation. I get $20,000 for, or I'm sorry, $16,000 for caregiver training. So that's the amount of money that I would get if I need to learn how to operate a piece of equipment or do a blood draw or something like that to help out around the home if my loved one is getting care at home. That's caregiver training benefit. That comes out of this policy as well, too, along with your monthly long-term care benefit. They also get $16,700 for medical equipment or supportive equipment, which includes wheelchair ramps, grab handles, pumps, stair lifts, anything you need to make your house a home. So that's a bonus on top of that long-term care benefit. And here's the best part about this plan. They have access, 24/7 access to what we call the concierge service, which is your claim specialist, your case managers, the people that have the skills and the know-how of how to manage a long-term care plan. So if you're bringing a loved one home from the hospital, do you really know how to get them the care they need? Do you know where the best resources are? These people do, and they're going to be able to walk you through that and guide that. They're going to be able to guide your children through that and really help you. So this is the difference in self-insuring versus setting up an asset-based plan. The old argument was, I'm going to keep my money invested in the market because that way I don't lose it if I don't end up in a long-term care situation. Well, folks, if these guys end up not going to a long-term care, their 325 turns into 417. That's almost a $100,000 gain right out of the gate. Now, if they do end up in long-term care, which is what we're really worried about, they have an unlimited amount of tax-free money coming in. Now, remember, if you're self-insuring, you're converting those assets to income. You're paying taxes either on capital gains or on 1099-I's from the interest, or you're selling off, or your worst-case scenario is you're pulling out retirement accounts. You're paying the income tax on that money as you pull it out. Not with long-term care insurance. That money comes back tax-free. Now, think about what this does as well, too, for Ron and for Sharon. They have kids, they have grandkids. In the back of their mind, their biggest threat is a long-term care event. They're starting to see some of their family friends go through this, and they realize this can be a devastating event. Do we have enough money? In the back of their mind, they always thought they were okay, but now it's starting to get this little kind of annoyance back there, this little a tingly feeling in the brain saying, well, what if I need more money? What if I don't have enough money? That's what long-term care planning does. It provides us that guarantee. And the other thing it does, it's going to free up the rest of their assets. They can spend their money on their grandkids, whether it's taking them to vacations or whether it's paying for college or helping out kids, whatever they want, because they know that they're not spending down their future care needs. And that's what happens if I'm trying to self-insure. I have no idea if I'm dipping into the money that I'm going to need for future care because I don't know what that risk is. Now, we've got a benefit here of $8,300 a month. The way we kind of settled on that was looking at the assets that they had. But Ron and Sharon have not started taking Social Security yet. Ron's going to start taking it in 2 years. And so that will be additional money. So he's assuming that I will have that pension for life, the Social Security, and I will also have my $8,350 of long-term care. So really, he's going to have well over $11,000 a month that he knows that he doesn't have to use for anything else. He can dedicate that to long-term care. And so that's part of that planning process for us as well, too. We're going to look at your overall financial situation. We're going to look at where your assets are. We're going to look at your income stream. And in this situation, we were able to take a small piece of their nest egg, reposition that with the insurance company, and provide them an unlimited long-term care benefit, but also guarantee they will get more money back regardless of what happens. Think about that. I don't care what the market does. I don't care what is going on in the political world. My $325,000 is going to turn into $417,000 minimum guaranteed, either in death benefit or long-term care or a combination of both. However, should I end up in a long-term care situation that's extended, we each have an unlimited amount of tax-free long-term care protection, all off of the single deposit that's guaranteed to pay us back. That's what these asset-based plans do, and that's why I say the only time self-insuring works is if you're not in a long-term care situation. But even in this situation, you look at where they're at, they're not really giving up anything. They've got $325,000 that's really at CD rates right now. They're going to parlay that up to $417,000 worth of coverage day one. So, again, we lots more of these on our website at 525longtermcare.com. We've got some examples of just how we helped clients, but this is a great example of how we can set up a better alternative than self-insuring, and you get all the benefits, you have the plan, and everything is just guaranteed as opposed to guessing and hoping that you're going to be okay. We're going to head into our final break, and stick around. We'll come back. We got a little bit more long-term care radio. We'll be right back.
Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott, providing valuable insight to protect you in the event of an extended healthcare situation. Learn more by attending one of Brian's free classes this month. Sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. 525longtermcare.com.
Sometimes big events in your life all of a sudden cause you to wake up and realize you should start planning for the future. I lost my dad a little over a year ago to cancer, and I remember thinking to myself, I should probably have a will or trust. So I called Rick Gregorek. Now, the reason I called Rick Gregorek is because I've been listening to him on Cairo Radio on Sunday mornings, and the guy is an absolute expert. I sat down with him. I explained my situation. He walked me through all the different variables, whether it was a trust or charitable trust, real estate, taxes. It was so complicated. I was so glad I had Rick right there to walk me through the whole process. So be proactive. Take control of your life right now. Go meet with Rick Gregorek and schedule a complimentary consultation at yourpartnerinlaw.com. You can also listen to Rick's show like I do, Your Partner in Law, every Sunday morning at 9 on Cairo and KTTH. Schedule a meeting with my estate planner, Rick Gregorek, at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital and host of Know Your Risk Radio. And Zach, I know Bulwark Capital's built on risk management. Explain that to me.
Most advisors are trying to do the right thing by increasing their clients' allocation to bonds as they get older. But thanks to record low rates, a lot of investors have paid more in fees over the past 8 years than they've actually made in their bond portfolios.
Well, that math just doesn't add up.
Dory, that's where our bond replacement strategy comes in. It goes up with a rising stock market, yet it's insured against loss in a falling market while not having any management fees.
And Zach has all these strategies in his brand new version of Common Sense Investing. Give him a call. Get your free copy. Call 866-779-RISK. That's 866-779-RISK. Or go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement in place where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital Management's a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, registered investment advisor.
Hey, it's Story Monson with Brian Ott from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio. And Brian, we have another great question from a listener. Does Medicare pay for long-term care?
Dory, without question, this is still the most common question I get. Medicare becomes our primary health insurance when we turn 65, and like traditional medical insurance, it does not pay for long-term care services. Medicare is for acute care, but it's not going to cover the ongoing custodial care that is required during an extended healthcare situation. You need long-term care insurance for that. If you have a question for me, send it to me at 525longtermcare.com. You can also learn about new programs that pay you back if you never use your plan, and you can sign up for one of our free upcoming classes. And don't forget to join me every Saturday morning here on Cairo for Long-Term Care Radio.
Dude, my wife and I did. Sign up for one of Brian's upcoming classes. Classes are free, and you'll even get a copy of Brian's book, which has a ton of great info. Seating's limited, so sign up today at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
This is Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Staying in control of your care options is a better alternative than letting the government decide for you. Long-Term Care Radio is brought to you in part by 525 Advisors, your local long-term care experts.
And welcome back to Long-Term Care Radio. Again, I'm headed over to Bellevue for a class this morning, and then our next class is going to be Saturday. That is Saturday, December 14th at 9 a.m. over in Bellevue. And again, you can sign up and get all the information on our website. We get a lot of people that will email us saying, hey, I can't make it to this class. When is the next one? We will always update our website at 525longtermcare.com. It's right on the homepage under upcoming events. And we'll just kind of keep that schedule live there for you. But again, just one class in December. We only had one in November and one in December just because of the holidays. I mean, I know everybody's busy, so it's going to fill up pretty quick. This class this morning is full. So if you want to come to see us next month, definitely jump online and get your spot set aside. And if you did sign up for a class or you do and then you can't make it, just let us know, because at the end of the year here, these classes fill up. And so we just want to open those seats up from somebody else, because we just have a limited space in our training room, and they are a class. They are not a big seminar, sales thing, anything like that. I just try to keep them to a comfortable size so that I can get to your questions and answer all your questions. And that's really, I think, part of the best part about this class. So December 14th, Saturday at 9 a.m. Again, 525longtermcare.com is where you're going to find out all that information. So, you know, we're really just talking again today a little bit about, do I self-insure? Is my money better off in the market investing, or do I put a plan in place? And a lot of people, what they'll always say to me is that it comes back in some format is like, well, it just seems so expensive, you know, or this or that. But the truth is, it's expensive. They're still thinking like, I'm going to pay all this money and I'm not going to get anything out of it because I'm not going to end up in long-term care. The reality is, like our client of the week, these new asset-based plans, not only are you going to get money back, you're guaranteed to get more money back than you put into the plan. So you could put $300,000 in the market, and 10 years down the road, there is no guarantee that it's going to be worth $300,000. It could be worth $200,000. But what long-term care insurance does, it guarantees us a finite amount, and those, the growth, if we, younger people would put inflation on them, we have a guaranteed growth. All that stuff is a guarantee, and it's a dedicated source of money. And I think one of the things that people forget is that long-term care insurance does something very simple. It gives us permission to get care when we need it. Now, that may sound kind of odd, but think about this. It guarantees us that we're going to get the care we need when we need it. It gives us permission. Because if now all of a sudden, you know, when we look at it statistically, there was a really good article that I read a couple of years ago, and they're talking about how wealthy people struggle with long-term care events. So imagine you're going along, you've worked hard, you've saved all this money, you've maybe met with your attorney, you have this kind of idea of the estate, what you want to happen to your second home, and maybe you want to help grandkids with college, this, that, and the other thing. And then your husband has a stroke. And then he has a second stroke. And now he's in, you know, constant need of 24/7 care in a long-term care situation. So you get him home. How long is that going to go on? Are you going to really sit there and write a check for $300 every single day? Or are you going to start cheating the system saying, you know what, I will try to take care of as much as I can. I will help him get to the bathroom. I will do this stuff. That's what a lot of caregivers do. And it's not because they don't have the money to pay for the care. What happens with these wealthy families, they struggle with it too, is because they don't know what the situation, the time of the situation, how long is that situation going to last? So a long-term care insurance says, hey, you know what? Flip that switch. I have the permission to get the care when I need it. And the other thing you're going to realize about long-term care events, like this client of the week that we had with Ron and Sharon, they have a lifetime benefit. There are so many advantages to that. And number one, we can look at the average and say the average claim is 4 years. But again, remember that is skewed because a third of the people die within a year of a long-term care situation. So what we're really saying is you're going to make it a year, you're going to make it 5 or 6 years. If it's cognitive, maybe it's 7 or 8 years. But what happens with a lot of people, they have a 4-year plan or 5 years of coverage. They hang on to those plans until they really need them, and they depend on family members. And so a lot of times the wife will say, hey, you know what, I will step up and do this. Or the husband will say, I will step up and provide the care. I can manage this. I can handle this right now. We'll save that insurance for when we really need it down the road. Lifetime benefits give us an unlimited amount of insurance protection. It says, get the care that I need when I need it. It gives me permission to turn that on. And they've proven statistically that if I start receiving care from trained professionals, if it's 2 hours a day, 2 times a week, I get the level of care I need, I'm going to live healthier, I'm going to live better, I'm going to live longer, I'm going to have a better quality of life versus depending on people that don't, you know, family members that aren't really trained, that don't really have the resources or the ability to provide the highest level of care that you deserve. So there's a lot of benefits to having a long-term care plan. Again, a lot of people want to make it about money. For me, it's about having the permission to get the care you need. It's about having the access to those professionals that are going to be there by your side, by your kid's side. And the fact is, a lot of times, you're not managing that situation. It's your kid that has stepped up. That's what my mom did for her mom. My mom was a go-to person making the decisions, figuring out what to do, how to manage her care. And when we got the long-term care insurance policy turned on for my grandmother, that relieved my mom of some of those duties. My mom was still involved, but she had a team of professionals behind her that were able to help her out. So it's really a gift to your kids. And when I see a client of the week like Ron and Sharon, folks, this is a gift to their kids and to their grandkids. Because now if they end up in a situation, we're going to call an 800 number. We're going to call, turn on that concierge care service. There's going to be a single person that we're going to contact. The kids can contact that person. They can get updates on mom. They can manage her level of care without providing that level of care that they need to do. They don't have to give up their life to do that. And that's one of the greatest things I think about long-term care insurance. Whether it's $2,000 a month or whether it's $15,000 a month coming in, that's not the deciding factor. It's like, I have a plan. I have access to professionals. I have somebody that's going to help me and bring that in. And the other thing, when we're comparing these asset-based long-term care plans to self-insuring, remember, long-term care insurance benefits are designed to be tax-free, which means you do not count them as income. Right now, it's an example, Ron and Sharon, 68, 69, they don't have to take money out of their retirement accounts because they're not 70 and a half yet. But if they were in long-term care and they needed $8,000 a month and they start pulling that money out of a retirement account, it'd be taxed as income. So there's a lot of benefits to setting this plan up. And we've got lots of examples on our website as well, too. 525longtermcare.com is where you go for that. So we're going to wrap up another show here. We'll be back next week with another show. But if you have any questions for us or you want to learn a little bit more about long-term care, you can start at our website at 525longtermcare.com. Sign up for our class. Our next class is December 14th. That's a Saturday at 9 a.m. over in Bellevue. Again, December 14th, 9 a.m. And you can get all that information at 525longtermcare.com. Again, 525longtermcare.com. Thanks again. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to Long-Term Care Radio with Brian Ott. Event info, planning resources, and long-term care radio podcasts can all be found at 525longtermcare.com. To schedule an appointment with Brian Ott, call 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free long-term care planning class, visit 525longtermcare.com. Tune in next Saturday morning at 7 to Long-Term Care Radio with your host, Brian Ott, on Cairo Radio.